Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Steve, I think you're going to relate to what we're talking about here with OPP because, you know, people can get everything that everybody wants and then find a way to complain about it.
Wait, is this an intervention?
It could be an intervention. Okay. It's going to start with other people's problems,
right?
But it might turn into be like
a little therapy.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, look at all the stuff you got. Yeah, you find a way to go like, I don't like it.
I can find a negative.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to try to help somebody with something similar to that, I think. Amy?
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Tell us what's going on. Maybe we can help or maybe we can make it worse.
Okay. I just want to say that I consider myself a feminist.
Okay.
But my boyfriend does things that I think like a lot of girls would really appreciate. He insists on paying for everything.
Oh, nug score. Good for you, Amy.
I don't know. It's kind of awkward. Like, he just proclaims himself a traditionalist, and I really love him, but it makes me kind of uncomfortable because it kind of feels like he's like my dad or like I can't be independent financially. And I mean, I can pitch in, and all my friends are basically like, hey, what is your problem? You're gonna like kill a good thing.
Yeah.
It's what everybody, and maybe it's not what everybody wants, but I mean, I would love it to roll in someplace and have somebody else go, it's on me. You've been eyeing the Apple Watch? It's on me. Oh, you love sushi? Let's go out. It's on me.
Doesn't feel very equal. Like, for instance, like we went on like a little mini vacation.
Okay.
And I booked the room, which I just thought was like a nice gesture because he's always paying for everything. And then he basically at the end of it was like, cool, I'm going to Venmo you right now. And I was like, don't do that. It feels like I don't know.
He's
like,
stealing your power.
Is he really stealing?
He knows you're equal. He knows you're not this helpless little woman and stuff like that. As long as he knows you're not, that do you care if anybody, is it like it looks bad in public for you when he grabs the check and pays for you
I'd like to treat us too, you know? Like, I mean, like, I like giving too. So it feels uncomfortable that I can't make a gesture. Like, only he is allowed to make it. Does that make sense?
You feel like you're not contributing, you're helpless, or you're not even Steven, or, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like very much like he's the daddy.
And you're not equal.
I'm just wondering, does it really steal your power? Or is it your perception? You're asking the question, and I don't know if either one of us are wording it. It's like, are you more concerned that you feel like it's a control thing for him, or you worry that other people are going to perceive it as a control thing?
Yeah.
Which way are you looking? Like, because I find it when I buy things for someone, I'm not taking power. I'm saying you're so important to me that I'm willing to sacrifice my own stuff, my own money, my own time, my own whatever to give you this. I think it's like you're more powerful. Like you're the king or the queen. And I'm like, offering.
I see that. But what she's saying is when you keep doing it over and over and over again, like he's doing. Then she doesn't have a chance to show that she has the same ability, I think.
Okay.
Or am I wrong on that? Okay.
No, that I think you just hit it on the head.
You're right. Exactly. I see how you think he's empowering her.
It's not
by putting on her pedestal.
Is the word.
Right.
Yes. Cause it's like royalty. Like this is a terrible analogy, or maybe it's not. Like they have money they want for nothing, yet people still shower them with gifts, and it's not nobody's taking power away from them. Mm-hmm. I remember being younger and going out and seeing ZZ Top, my girlfriend at the time was one of their dancers, and I was like dreaming, man, one day I'm going to have as much money as they do and be able to afford the clothes they get and be able to afford the motorcycles they get. And then while I'm standing there, Harley Davidson showed up and gave them bikes, and Ray-Ban showed up and gave them sunglasses. They didn't have to pay for stuff. Right. And they weren't like, no, 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 this takes away our power. They were like, thank you.
Right.
So, but I get.
But she's saying it's taking away their power.
Right.
So, yeah, we could pretend that's not going
on.
But
it's me not seeing it clearly. Right. But it's, I guess maybe I bet you there's people screaming, going, "I would love
everyone listening would
someone to shower me in that way."
Right.
But if you're uncomfortable, he should stop.
See, that's the thing. He's not heeding. He's not hearing.
But
right, yeah, like pretty much. He thinks he's kind of like being the knight in shining armor because he can do this for me. But it's a strain on me because I feel like it's just unleveled. And like, I feel like sort of kept, you know?
Okay.
Kept is that's the word where it gets dicey. Cause to me, I'm like, we say one no means it's off in the relationship, but he's like, I'm a traditionalist. But I'm a feminist.
But in his mind, that ends the argument. I'm a traditionalist. We're going to do it my
exactly.
way. Yeah.
And she's like, I'm a feminist. We're going to do it my way. So are they just incompatible? Somebody who believes in showering. I think we can all exist in the same world. He's just got to back it down.
He's got to allow her to get what she's not getting by.
Right.
Yeah.
But then when you say, I'm sorry, when you say he's got to allow, he's still got the power.
It made it sound like he's dad again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Amy, I thought this was kind of a light subject.
Me too, where he's just being a nice guy.
There are women whose men have started this way as a means of gaining control.
Yes.
Do you feel he's that guy?
I think he has tendencies to be a little overly dominant, you know?
And that doesn't sit well with any woman, especially a woman that's all about equality and even Steven and
100%.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to find that. If you, the words you've said, kept and feels like a power thing. Like,
dad, he's a dad figure.
Those aren't great for relationships.
Is he a bad guy? I didn't think he was a bad guy until now that we're trying.
Because, dude, I don't know. I don't know how to tell you this. I'm picturing you. This is 100% who you are. Not in a power way, but you're just like, I have too much money. I don't have any dependents here. Just let me get it.
Yeah.
And it's not from a control place,
but
sometimes for some men it is. So then are all men guilty before proven innocent?
Dude, like you said, this went from something light to eye opening on many levels.
Yes.
Now.
Amy, hang on. We're going to save you from this overly generous man. I mean, but
that's what it
I know it sounds stupid, but hang on, dude. I wasn't getting it. I wasn't, because it's like I'm thinking I'm defending you.
No, and I understand. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. But when she said it felt like I was thinking about, and then when you explain, how can that be taking away power? I'm giving you more power.
I'm saying you're everything. I want nothing for myself. I want you to have it.
So
that's the ultimate power.
Do feminists not want the men to put them up on pedestals? Then they want to not keep them down here, but equal.
I saw something the other day that. There is something happening, and I forget the word, but some women want sexist men, but not sit down sexist. They want the pedestal. And there was a word for it, like behaviorally. Oh. It was more like,
okay,
there was a level of sexism where they wanted what Amy has.
Where she's put on a pedestal and doted upon.
Yes.
Considered a deity, kind of.
But not the kind where it's like, no, you sit down. This is a man's thing. And to me, there's a fine line between those two things.
There it is. And I don't want to exclude anyone, Slacker, but it would help to get feminists on the phone?
Might.
Okay.
I mean, she's one.
Or
and
you're
like other.
One or,
like, is there anybody who can these two worlds continue to exist together?
He's so traditional, old school chivalry.
But she's.
I'm new girl.
Feeling kept and daughtered, you know, being fathered by this guy. Mm-hmm. And those aren't good emotions to have. in a relationship.
But so she's got to find a way to tell her man, stop being so good to me. You just already
that
summed
whole
it
sentence
up.
Is, man, you're so generous. Please stop.
Stop.
And her girlfriends are telling her, what are you doing? Don't screw this up.
Right.
All right. We're going to try to help Amy out. What can she do about her overly generous boyfriend? Jen?
Yai.
What do you think?
So I was going in one direction, and then you started talking about the dominant figure and kind of put a different perspective on it. But, you know, if she's not comfortable in it, she's not comfortable in it. But if she's wanting to find a different way to be comfortable, figure out what your currency is in the relationship other than physical money. Is there something you're giving to the relationship that doesn't necessarily, you know, equate to green money, but yet meets his needs where he feels like he wants to meet her needs?
Okay.
Like a quid pro quo without just having to be all about money.
Right.
It can be
chores, favor,
or relationship. Yeah, with people who have much more money than I do. And, you know, because I was a single mom and so forth, but I do things for them. You know, or I do things, you know, that entertainment or whatever it is that is a form of service.
Gotcha.
That equates to something. Of that makes sense. To it, that person, yeah. Rather than
let him be the
money
currency,
guy.
Currency,
yeah,
and she can be some other.
And that way, she can feel like she has that worth.
But I immediately went to relations. Being the currency, and then that gets creepy again, because like I'm giving you a need of yours, and then and as a feminist, she's not going to want that to be her currency. So it's got to be you were smart.
Yes.
You were saying like chores or favors or whatever, and I'm just like in my life that would be the best currency. Like if you want to pay me in that, I'll take it all day.
And you're right. As to feminism, I don't think that's a
probably
very,
not.
Yeah,
Erica.
Yay.
What do you think?
Okay, I'm a feminist. My boyfriend is a feminist. My situation's a little different. Like, I financially don't make as much, so he pays. But he lets me pay a little bit, like, once in a while for things, like the door fee for a comedy club. But anyways, I think she should take some money and buy him gifts that are specific for males.
And so he can't really give it back.
You're
it's
right.
Like, I got you this amazing thing.
Okay.
That's nice.
And I don't know if there's a setting on Venmo where you can't automatically accept money back.
Oh.
And she could just wait till it expires.
I don't know how Venmo, like, I know Steve sent me money on Zelle the other day, and it was just, I couldn't stop it. It was already in my account. And
I know with Apple Pay you can, but.
Can say no thanks, but. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Refuse it and go, no, I legitimately wanted to buy the hotel room that night.
Right.
That's a great idea. Thank you for the call. Lucinda.
Yai.
What do you think?
I think that is her power. I mean, she should work on herself and try to figure out ways.
We're losing you, but I mean, she's saying what we were saying.
Okay.
She had like, If you,
she has the power. It didn't get stolen from her.
Right.
So we're back to what you explained forever ago.
Let's just pretend I've said this for years, and this is a stupid analogy, but like if you were an alien life form and you were looking at the Earth through a telescope and you saw two species, one species is following another species around with a bag. And when that species poops on the ground, the other person picks it up.
Gotcha.
Who's in charge there?
That would be the pooper.
Right.
Species.
I poop and this fool picks it up.
Yes.
So if I'm looking down rudimentarily, I'd go, dogs are ruling the earth because they got people. They feed them. They literally do nothing. They have everything handed to them. They even pick up their poop for them. They're allowed to sleep all day. They run the planet.
That's logical. Yes.
Right.
That's correct.
So from 15,000 feet, she looks like she's got the power. She doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
And he's given her everything. She's the queen of England.
She's on the pedestal.
Yes.
And she should just learn that enjoying to be on the pedestal doesn't mean you're a lesser woman, a lesser person. You're just as equal as the guy, but you're allowed to enjoy the pedestal.
And he's allowed, again, that's where it gets weird.
So he's allowed to put her on one.
If that's what he's doing. But if it's a power thing
or a controlling
but how
thing,
how do you know?
Okay.
Because I truly believe that when you do it, it's not power. You are the last person on the planet who wants more power.
Yeah,
I don't want any power.
I don't
you
know.
Can pick where we go. I'll just pay.
You're right, because with power comes great responsibility.
Right. it's the R word. Normally, just Steve says the R word. Paige.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that when you're in a relationship, you still have to maintain your own independence and who you are.
Right.
And I think that's what she's trying to do desperately, is still maintain that who she is by herself when she's in a relationship. And I think that's something that needs to be brought up to her boyfriend, is that she's trying to keep the few pieces that are her and who she is to herself. And I think that in today's society, you know, we have a totally different version of a knight in shining armor. I don't want somebody who's going to pick up the tab every day at dinner. I want somebody who's going to open the door for me, you know, and pull out my chair. I am an independent
But there
woman.
Are feminists, Paige, that feel the opposite. It's like, I'm perfectly capable. I'm strong enough to open that door, and I don't need anybody to pull my chair out. I got it.
Especially in public in front of other people.
So, I mean, that's what we were talking about earlier when it was like there's a certain type of sexism that women want where it's that pedestal. So you seem to be one of those people who wants that thing, but not everybody does, because sometimes I hate to say it for our gender. Sometimes it is power.
Yeah.
It's like I've opened all the doors for you. I've bought all your meals. I control you.
You owe me something.
Right.
I'm entitled to something.
But there are also people that don't think of it that way.
Exactly.
I don't know how to fix this one, because it's like,
right.
She may have a diamond in the rough who's a great guy.
Or
she may have the next OJ.
Good point.
So controlling that he's eventually going to kill her.
Ugh.
I don't. There's no way to know which one.
Well, now I want to rest. I want to save.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on
Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.